I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And this week we have a special edition. That's the official fanfare for the special edition of Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Now you say, Dr. Bill, what's so special about this edition? Are you ready? This is the Win 10-10 edition. I know some of you are going, the what? I knew you would, Fred. Fred's going, what? Don't worry. Fred, by the way, is my imaginary friend. He actually doesn't exist in this realm, but he exists up here. Yes, well, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred. I couldn't resist that line. Those of you that remember Super Chicken will remember that line. I actually watched Super Chicken just this past week. Really? It's available on YouTube. You can go to YouTube and watch Super Chicken. I'm so tempted to do the theme, but I'm not. Okay. Now, this is the Win 10, Windows 10, 10 edition. Now, why, you might ask, is it the Windows 10, 10 edition? Because I have 10 items this week, 10 articles, 10 posts that were written in the blog. The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. Thank you, Fred. Fred also puts things up on the screen for me, which is very nice of him. Since he doesn't exist. Oh, well. Anyway, so for those of you that are familiar with the Dr. Bill Show, you're going, okay, I know where we're going. The rest of you that just tuned in are going, what? Is this guy crazy? Well, Fred's right. Maybe I'm a little unusual. Let's just leave it at that. But the Win 10-10 edition, let's get to that. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the Internet Association. Fred, don't do that. He messed me up. You say, but he's imaginary. Yes. We are proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Wow. Okay, so let's look into the world of Windows 10. You know you need it. I've actually enjoyed installing Windows 10 and having it on my PC laptop that I have here and my big computer in there and all kinds all over the place. I've installed it multiple times. I actually got up the gumption today to install it this morning on my wife's computer. You know you're confident when you installed it on your spouse's computer because it would not go well otherwise if it was messed up. Okay, but let's say you've installed Windows 10 and now you happen to notice that you've lost 30 gig of disk space. Whoa. Lost, I say. It's gone. Well, it's because it's retaining for you your old installation of Windows 7 so that you can put it back. Now, if you're like me, then you've deleted it. And I know how to delete it. You don't go and delete it like deleting a file at a time. No, you actually go into your hard disk thing. You search for disk cleaner. Okay? Then you select clean up system files. Then you select previous Windows installations and also temporary Windows installation files. Okay? Now, you may do other things while you're in there, but that at least, when you click it, will get rid of everything. Now, you won't be able to go back to Windows 7. So I'm just saying, you better be as confident and as sane as I am before you try it. Right, Fred. At least as sane as I am. All right, so next item. That was one. Number two. Next item. Microsoft extends the PC takeover. The benevolent dictators at Microsoft will be controlling your PC now. Yes. Microsoft, this is the actual article. That was kind of my little spin on it. But the actual article says, Microsoft kills patch notes and will no longer explain most Windows 10 updates. So Windows 10 will be updating regularly, often. However, they're not going to tell you why. Or at least they're not going to give you as extensive a note in the KB articles. Saves them time. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of Windows updates. Okay? So they're just going to do it. And they're just going to do it anytime they want to. That way, if they have a zero-day problem update, you know, that they need to do an update, they can do it. Whether you like it or not. That's one of the, things that make you go, about Windows 10. Now, I have discovered that it's not quite as bad as it sounds. You can go into your settings and you can set updates to not immediately reboot your PC if it has to, but wait and bug you forever until you do. But at least it won't boot it in the middle of the night like at 2 in the morning while you had something running on your PC that needed to run. Been there. Done that. Okay. So, that's why I say they're taking over the world, because they're Microsoft. They know best. They know better than you do. It doesn't matter that I've got over 30 years of experience in the corporate computing world. They don't care. They know better than I do. That's, Fred, you're getting surly, okay? Let's just calm down, all right? Wow. All right. How to back out if you want to. Let's say you've selected the please give me the Windows 10 install, but then you thought to yourself, you know, maybe I'm not as sane as Dr. Bill. Yeah, you're right, Fred. I got to give you that one. Okay. Hopefully you are. But at any rate, if you're concerned, paranoid, I have a picture of cold feet. Yes. If you have cold feet, you asked for Windows 10, but now you're not sure, you may be able to back out. Remember that the benevolent overlords at Microsoft want you to go to Windows 10. And if you've already said yes, they've got you locked in pretty well. But according to this article from InfoWorld, the regular column, Woody on Windows. Woody Leonard, I believe is the way. If I didn't pronounce your name correctly, Woody, I'm sorry. But anyway, so your upgrade is ready to install, it says. Try this. This is all a try it. Maybe it'll work, maybe not, okay? And I disavow all knowledge. I haven't tried it because I'm going Windows 10. Or else. All right, he says, try this. Step one, wait until you have a spare hour. Not a minute, a spare hour. This is good to do before you head out to a meeting or lunch or the end of a workday. Turn off automatic update. Go into Windows Update in Windows 7. That uses an administrator level account. Click Start Control Panel, and he gives the complete instructions here. I won't give you every single detail. Then he says, hide the update if you can. And Windows Update, click Show All Available Updates. If you see an entry for Update to Windows 10, many of you won't see anything. Right-click on Update to Windows 10 and choose Hide Update. Delete the installation files, and he gives you the instructions on that. Then he says, get rid of the GWX Get Windows X patches. Back in Control Panel, then he gives you instructions on how to do that. Then reboot. Then permanently disable the GWX patches. Then for good luck, reboot again. Just because you never know. And this seems to remove the obnoxious tag in the system tray. Your upgrade to Windows 10 is ready. Notification. Note that this is strictly a home remedy, not an official fix. So you never know. It may work. It may not. All right? That's if you've got cold feet. All right, the next item, how to fix Windows 10 sound card issues. Are you having problems with your sound card after Windows 10? Well, that probably means you haven't updated your drivers recently. So go update your drivers. All you got to do is go into Device Manager, right-click, and click Update Driver. Most of the time, part of the time, it will find a newer driver. If not, look for a driver for your sound card. On the web, search diligently and see if you can find it. You can also use the high-definition audio device that Windows 10 installs. Okay? So there's instructions here in the article to do that. So if you have browser sound problems, he has instructions on how to do that. In other words, it may be interesting. This article is in the blog. The blog is the aforementioned drbill.tv. How to fix Windows 10 sound card issues. Next item. Now, this one I like. This is a good one. Not that that was a bad one, but this is a good one. Did you know that those crafty, sneaky dudes, those benevolent dictators at Microsoft, have put a hidden menu in Windows 10? You knew they brought back the start button. You knew they brought back some menuing, okay, above the start button. But they have a secret menu that they didn't tell you about, and that is Windows Key X. Windows Key, you know, that's the one with the little Windows logo on it. Click that, and at the same time, click X. That's another sound effect. A little window will pop up with useful menu items that you probably won't be able to find unless you do that. It's a secret menu. You can also right-click on the start button. Yeah, you know, that may be a little easier. But I like Windows X. That's just, you know, it's a secret. I like it. Also, then on the blog, we have a video, a link embedded actually in the blog, but also a link to the video, Windows 10, a beginner's guide. It's a tutorial. It's actually quite good. And, you know, if you play it, I will play it here.
This tutorial provides an overview of Microsoft Windows 10.
And he sounds tired.
This tutorial covers...
But it's a good little tutorial. He may sound a little tired. This tutorial is a tutorial for Windows 10. He's trying to be official, you know. The official FM DJ voice. Yes, I've done radio before, as you can tell. But anyway, the next item. We're working our way through these 10 items. Win 10-10, remember? Yes. Okay, Microsoft's 10 reasons for you to upgrade. This is a 10-ish thing, you know what I'm saying? Microsoft's 10 reasons for you to upgrade. Familiarity in Windows 10. In other words, they're saying it's close enough to Windows 7 that you probably will be able to get around. Okay? Number two, do personal things with Cortana on Windows 10. I'm not going to say what personal things you might do, okay? Number three, do unexpected things with Microsoft Edge. I've done unexpected things with Internet Explorer before, but that's just me, okay? Number four, game epically on Windows 10. Now, we'll say this. Theoretically, Windows 10 should be a little bit faster and better for gaming. Just saying, new version of DirectX should be better, okay? Do multiple things at once with Windows 10. In other words, it's a multitasking operating system. It's supposed to actually do two things, or three things, or four things at once. Maybe more. Security in Windows 10. This is really the big one. If you don't go to Windows 10, you're doomed. I'm telling you, you're doomed. because Microsoft's not going to do security updates for the older operating systems. They've already killed XP security updates. Soon, Windows 7 security updates will go away, and there you'll be left alone on a desert island with evil creatures going, nar, 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 nar. Metaphorically speaking. Okay, say hello to Windows Hello on Windows 10. Hello. Okay. There's a link, by the way. If you go to the page, the launch site, you can link to the Hello for Windows 10. Number 8, a look at the great built-in apps in Windows 10. There's new apps available in the App Store. Sound familiar? Okay. Number 9, Continuum on Windows 10. Now, I'm not a big fan of Stargate Continuum. That's not what they're talking about. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Anyway, I did like the bad guy. He went on to be Rumpelstiltskin in Once Upon a Time. I do like him. Cool. All right. Number 10 of their reasons to go to Windows 10. Do one-stop shopping with a new Windows Store. In other words, basically, you know where you get those apps? You go to the Windows Store. That's what they call their App Store. Yeah, you just like the old App Store in Macworld. Macworld, that's actually a magazine. I meant the world of Mac-ishness. Yes. I actually use a Mac. I have a MacBook Pro. Yes. So, right now I've got it shut down because there's a zero-day thing for Macs, and I want to be sure to get a patch for it before I run it again. So it's just sitting there, turned off. You say, Dr. Bill, you're paranoid. You'd better be in this internet world. Okay, anyway. Last item, this is number 10. Windows 10 cost users from a data usage perspective. Now, here's the thing. Windows 10 is free, but you got to download the entire operating system across the interwebs to your computer to upgrade it. Unless you're like me and downloaded it once and put it on a USB stick and went around and did the upgrades. Otherwise, every PC is going to suck down the whole operating system from the interwebs, and you'll be paying for the bandwidth unless you're like me. I know this month is, or this show, this month, how where did that come from? Anyway, this show is actually a reminder that you've got to be as sharp as Dr. Bill. Fred, just be cool, okay? Fred, he's a little surly today, okay? I forgot one. I missed one. I knew I might miss this one because it's very small. No Geek Software of the Week. Okay, sorry, I'll go back to the other one. Don't let me forget that, Fred, okay? Okay, No Geek Software of the Week, but it's not my fault, okay? The reason is this is an all Windows 10 edition. I knew I might forget this one. It's just so short. Anyway, on the screen. So, No Geek Software of the Week because there's no geek software, there's no freeware yet for Windows 10. And since this is a Windows 10 only edition of the show, then no freeware. Look at it this way. Windows 10 is free, right? So, okay, it's an excuse. I'll admit it. But it's a fair one. You know, it was a fair one. Okay, but let's go back to the other one that I was talking about. The ISPs. See, I have an ISP here in High Point, North Carolina, North State Communications. And they ran a fiber optic to my house. And I pay the fee, you know, which is around $100, okay. But it's 1 gigabit down, 30 meg up, unlimited bandwidth. All the bandwidth I can consume. And I can consume a lot of bandwidth, okay? Just saying. So, doesn't matter. I could have let Windows, 10 update on all my machines, downloaded every single time, wouldn't have bothered me. But you may not be in that situation. You may have an ISP that charges you more for additional bandwidth. That's bad. Okay? So a lot of users are paying, quote unquote, for the Windows 10 upgrade because of their bandwidth charges. In many parts of the U.S., the cap is in the low hundreds of gigabytes, like AT&T and Comcast. Comcast is evil. AT&T, I have AT&T on my cell phone. That's AT&T, okay? And I have bandwidth limitations on the cell phone, but that makes sense. You know, they've been a good cell phone provider for me. And I like the fact that it's 4G. And I got a guy at work that argues with me. Jim Bob, not his real name. You're familiar with Jim Bob. Well, Jim Bob told me, ha, it's not really 4G because the towers are only 3G. Okay, Jim Bob, I'll buy that. But I'm pretty happy with my internet through my phone. But if I did all my installations through my phone's internet, that would be bad because I'd be paying extra monies. Okay? So just a word of warning. So there you go. 10 items about Windows 10 makes it the Win 1010 edition. And those of you that are groaning over the pun, that was my intent. So that'll do it for this week. Join us again next time. I always feel like saying, join me again next time when you'll hear the doctor say, you know, it's like, well, never mind. Anyway, join us again next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.